whether it's going on Asse and Los Asse, what's going on one group, not the other group. It's basically not counted as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam extends that idea, therefore, to Kedoshim Tiyu, which for the Rambam is a way of saying keep my mitzvahs. And therefore, the Rambam is Masig on the Bahag, who counts, according to the Rambam, counting Kedoshim Tiyu as a mitzvah, and the Rambam says that should not count as a mitzvah, simply saying that you should keep my mitzvahs, avoid things that I said you should avoid. The Rambam says this regarding Kedoshim Tiyu, as well as this Kaddish to be from Kedoshim, which we saw as a pasuk in Shmini, as well as in Kedoshim. The Rambam goes on, he quotes a Mechilta that states, Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, that's another pasuk in Mishpatim, and the Mechilta time is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadosh HaMitzvah Yisrael, he's most of Kedusha. What the Kavanah, the Mechilta is, says the Rambam, is that the Tzivoy is not an independent Tzivoy, it's Nimshach Acha HaMitzvah, this case the mitzvah not to eat Basa Treifa, and therefore it's simply a statement that you should keep that mitzvah, and therefore by extension, Kedoshim Tiyu is a statement that you should keep all the mitzvahs, which therefore doesn't get counted as a mitzvah itself. Therefore, the Rambam also concludes with other psukim like this, but Malkim is Arelas Revatchem, Arpachem Osakshu Od, which is another way of saying to accept the mitzvahs that I've commanded you. Ad Kantevi HaRambam. Comes the Ramban, and the first thing that we noted yesterday is that the Bahag didn't in fact count what the Rambam attributed to the Bahag. The Bahag did not count Kedoshim Tiyu as a mitzvah. And the reason is because what the Rambam said is correct. When the Torah is simply saying, you should keep my mitzvahs, and the Ramban brings his own list of examples like this, these psukim are not counted as mitzvahs. The way we touch the Rambam, it means it's not even machayev. It's not that, like, you have two lavin, the Torah says the same lav numerous times, and it won't count as two, but technically you violated the various lavin, because the Torah said it more than once. Here, it's more than that. It doesn't even count as a machai. That's how we wanted to tie it for the Rambam. Okay. In any event, the Ramban says that the Bahag agrees with that. However, with regard to the Pasuk Bis Kaddishtim V'Yisim Kedoshim, which one? The one in Shmini. The Bahag did count it, and the reason he counted is because he viewed that as a mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh is to be polish from achilas shvatzim. And the Rambam brings an example, like we find, even though in Isra say where the Torah already has a lav, we don't count the Isra say as a separate mitzvah, but we have examples of a mitzvah say where the Torah would give you a lav, and also the mitzvah say as well, such as resting on Shabbos for Malacha, such as fasting on Yom Kippur, you're an ashara, and it's also a mitzvah. So you fulfill the mitzvah by being nimna from doing the avera. So there's not only is there a lav, there's also an aseh. And that's the pshat over here, according to the Bahag, with regard to the Kaddishtem in Parsha Shemini. Just to a little bit touch base with some of the Nosei Kelim on this issue, because you get start getting familiar with some of what you have here in the bottom, the Gilas Esther, the Leif Sameach, Makanisa Tava, Kina Sofim, we can't do every single one, but just a little bit of a discussion regarding this comment of the Ramban. Again, their agenda is to defend the Rambam. The Rambam attacks the Bahag. The Ramban, on some level, comes to defense of the Bahag, even if he might accept the Rambam in terms of minyan mitzvahs, but he tries to take the edge off of the Ramban's critique of the Bahag. And what these Nosei Kelim do is come and defend the Rambam from the Hasagas Rambam. That's what they're trying to do. So let's take a look a little bit at some of what they say on this taina of the Ramban, that the Bahag didn't count Kedoshim Tiyu, but he did count his Kaddishtem in Parsha Shemini. So, Lamasha, I think we can really answer the Ramban from their kashas, but I'll show you, L'chairo, some of what you see here. Look at the Leif Sameach. Leif Sameach is on Amud Kuf Yud Gimel in the Frankel edition. A lot of times what they do, you start looking at what they say, a lot of times they basically quote, just like the Ramban quotes the Rambam and then starts commenting, they quote the Ramban's Hasagas and then they'll start commenting. So a lot of the space that's taken up on the page, the ink, so to speak, is simply quoting what, you know, they're commenting on. Okay. So after he says Ad Kan Lashono, right? So now the paragraph begins Amar HaTzoyer. This is in Leif Sameach. Paragraph begins Amar HaTzoyer, meaning himself. He's commenting there. Lufi Darko Zeh, according to what Ramban is saying, Bidas HaBahad, to count the mitzvah of Iskadishtam and Shmini, so Hayalo Limnos, Od Gan came Iskadishtam, Isn't Kedoshim, a cost of Gabi Ovi Yidoni, so Parshas Kedoshim. Kemoshim Mana, Iskadishtam, Isn't Kedoshim, the Gabi Shvatz and Parshas Shmini. V'tiyazos gankein mitzvah miyuchedes lifrosh me'ov k'moshe ledaito yesh mitzvah miyuchedes lifrosh me'achilas shvatzim. So what is his time here? What is he nitpicking on the Ramban and the Bahad? Why are you dafka counting miskadishtim by shvatzim more than the other miskadishtim in kedoshim? Miskadishtim in shmini is about being purish m'shvatzim, that's the context of that pasuk. So let's look at the other miskadishtim. There's another miskadishtim in Parshat Kedoshim, and that's mentioned in connection to Ovi Adoni. So why not say that there's a special mitzvah to be poreish from these averus of Ovi Adoni, the types of kishuv. So a shalom esim kind of idea. So that's his question. Now, the Megillas Esther has the question in a different way. And I think we can answer both passages with one simple point. If you look at the Megillas Esther, again, after he quotes the Ramban's Hasagas, he says, the paragraph begins, V'nira li ki Allah v'lohavi raya, meaning the Ramban or the Bahag, have to prove shepasuk zeh shabiz kadishim on page Kufyud Beis. In the Megillas Esther, paragraph begins with Nira Li. A love Rabbi Raya Shapasim Zesha Viskadishtam Shemana Bahag Lo Yiyat Sivri Kolel. Why do you assume that it's a specific mitzvah to be poorish from Shratzim? Maybe it's a Sivri Kolel. Sha'af imhu also Shabishmini Ha'amur Acha in Shratzim. Good, it's mentioned after Shratzim. Mikomaka Minale Kialeim Dafka Nemar. Who says it's Dafka talking about Shratzim? Shema Hu Al Koa Mitzvah Shaboba Torah. Via Perusho, it will mean Biskadish Biskadosh, Biskadishtim, Bishas Achilas Shvatim, the Gabakim Shamitzis, Ki Kodashani, Kishim Shekidushasi, Shekidushasi, Koleles, Koled Bar, Kachi, Shiganulama Victushasainu, Shim Shekidushasso, Koleles, Koled Bar. So, we have two different Asagas on the Ramban from different directions. The Leif Sameach says, if you're going to count Biskadishtim Shmini to mean a Prisha from Shvatim, why not count Biskadishtim in and Kedoshim is a precept from Ovi Yidon. Megillas Esther, Tainus and Ramban, why do you say this Kedishtim in Shmini is about precept from Shvatzim? Maybe it means this Kedishtim to be purged from all the Averis that I told you to be purged from. L'chor, the Ramban is basically working from the context. Look carefully at the Lishonos of the Pesukim. You see, in Parshas Shmini, this pasuk is Kedishtim. It's not just that it happens to be, quote-unquote, in the context of the Inyan of Shvatzim. It's embedded in the discussion of Shvatzim. Notice, where's this pasuk? Perek Yud Aleph and Vayikra, pasuk Chav, pasuk Mem Dalet. The pasuk before, Al Tishatzus Nafshir Seichet B'chol Asheret HaShoreitz V'losi Tamu Bem V'Nesem Bam. All about why you should not become Shukats, as they say, not to eat shiratzim. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. Right off of that, ki ani Hashem v'iskadishtem. And then the pasuk again finishes off by saying, v'lo sitam v'snaf shoseichem v'chol asher v'shom v'shom v'shom. Notice, the v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim is sandwiched in between two references to shiratzim. The pasuk before, and the very same pasuk right after his kedushin. Now contrast that to Parshas Kedoshim, to the Biskadishtim over there. Yes, the previous pasuk talks about Ovi Yedoni. Perek Chaf, pasuk Vav. That's the pasuk of Ovi Yedoni. Then comes in a separate pasuk that stands distinct and separate. Biskadishtim, Biskadishtim Kedoshim, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk that follows, Ushmartem eschukosai basisem osashchem, get very general. And then, ki ish ish shikalas of his imo, various cases of Mises based in, mekal of the imo, and other arayas and other things. So, there's clearly a world of difference between the Biskadishtim and Kadoshim and the Biskadishtim and Shemitim. just by looking at the pasuk, you see what the Ramban's response will be. I mean, they're nitpicking too much. The Ramban says, why did the Bahag choose Miskadishta and Shmini and count it as a mitzvah litvosh mishratzim? Because you see that it's mamish written in between references to shratzim, before and after. So therefore, the question is that this Miskadishta means a mitzvah litvosh mishratzim. Whereas here, yeah, the pasuk before talks about Ovi Yudomi, but now something else. So it's Kedushas mitzvahs in general. And maybe these particular mitzvahs, but a group of mitzvahs, not a specific mitzvah. And it's not a kiyum, a special mitzvah to be Polish from Ovi Yudomi. Anything, it's simply the general mitzvah kolis. That's the simple answer to their kasha on the Ramban. Okay. All right, let's do the following. Okay, you can look more, you'll see, but basically this is what I want to say in terms of the you see the hasagas of the Lev Sameach and the Megillas Esther of the Ramban, not so strong.
So Rabbi, you could probably also say that in Kedusha, the next pasuk, the Mark and Ethnical with Hylas Yidamotam.
Yes, also Kolias, yeah. You see, in other words, from the Kedishtan, you have another Tzivah Kolel, so it sounds like, if anything, it's parallel to that, yeah. The same way you want to connect it to Ovi Yudoni, and he's not telling that the Shmat Mitzchul Kosai means not to be Polish Mavidon. He never said that. Yeah. All right, now I want to go back to a few lines in the Ramban that we yesterday glossed over because we wanted to get the whole flow of the Ramban, the Das HaBahag, that there's a mitzvah Lifos Vishrachim, and the Ramban put examples of Inu Yom Kippur and Shvos to Shabbos. But in the middle of that, the Ramban had another critique of the Ramban. That relates to the Mechilta that the Rambam mentioned. Right? As the Rambam develops his idea that Gedoshim Tiyu is an example, but Tzivut Kolel, not to separate from Dvar Megunim that I warned you about, then he quoted this comment of he attributed to Isi Ben Yehuda, we see the Ramban as a different years of the person who said it. Isi said, Vanche Kodesh Tiyu Li. This is the Pasuk in Parashas, we have Parashas Mishpatim. The pasuk starts the Anshe Kodesh Tiyum Li, and then it says Uvasar Basade Tereifa Lo Socheilu Akel Peshkichu Noso. Kapitul Chav Gimel Pasuk Lam. The comment that the Rambam quotes: Isi Ben Yehuda Omer Kisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Mitzvah Yisrael. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu innovates a mitzvah, Hu Mosif Lehem Kiddush. That's the statement. When he's Mechadesh a mitzvah, he's Mosif Kiddush. Says the Rambam, what is the Kavani here? What does it mean? It means that this Tzivui, Vanshe Kodesh Tiyum Li, is not independent Tzivui. It's not Tzivui Omeid Ba'atzma. Rather, it's Nimshach Acha Mitzvah Shemitztavuva. It's a way of just drawing the implications from the mitzvah that they commanded, Umekayim HaTzivuhu Yikra Kodesh. So, Masha over here talks about Vos Masatrevel Osocheilu. So, Vanshe Kodesh Tiyum Li is a way of just echoing that fact that there's a mitzvah that tzivoy not to eat basa treifa, and with that's the definition of being kadosh because you're keeping a mitzvah. So it is, if I say kadosh unto you, you're keeping all the mitzvahs, you are holy. That's exactly the point, kadosh baruch hu mechadesh mitzvah Yisrael, hu mosef kedusha, meaning don't see this as anything more than reflecting what says right afterwards, not a separate tzivoy. That is the pshat according to the Rambam. Now let's look at the Ramban, how the Ramban is critiquing this interpretation of the Mechilta. Go back to those lines that we skipped over. So after mentioning what he says initially in the Bahag, we can apoish me'achilasam, mikai mitzvah sasem yuchedes ben, good. Now, as far as the Pasuk in Mishpatim and the Mechilta, aval, the Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, says the Ramban, haftacha lo mitzvah. That is a haftacha. It's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah meaning a fuki, what he said for the Bahag, that there's a mitzvah to be porish from Shratzin. So don't tell me over here that this is a mitzvah to be porish from eating treifa. No. It's not that. But what is it? According to Rambam, what is it? It's a way of saying, keep this mitzvah. Ramban is not saying that either. And the one, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like this Kaddishtim of Shratzin. But what is it? Says Ramban, it's a haftach. If you observe this, you will have this chus, this merit of being kadosh, haftacha. If Hashem is promising, yeah?
Is there anything the Ramban saying Tola forced him to say this, or he could have agreed with the Ramban upset?
Right, correct. But he's going to have a raya anyway, that he has a raya from the Diuk of Alashin, as we'll see.
This
right?
is not Shaykh
towards Right. It's like he's conceding the point that there are, you know, that the Bahag agrees in general that there are Tzivuim Kolim. But this Kaddishta, Vashratzim, is not that. It's a specific Tzivui of being Polish Mashratzim. So it's not Tzivui Kolel, it's a mitzvah. But he says, and what about Vashi Kodesh Atiunli? No, that's not a mitzvah. What is it? You're right. In theory, he could have said, like the Ramban. But the Ramban doesn't say that either. Maybe because he thought that Mehechet Heis should be Tzivui Kolel. It's mentioned in connection to a particular mitzvah. So maybe you should say it's a mitzvah lifrosh from treifa. The Ramban says no. It's rather a haftach. There's a new paradigm here. It's a haftach, lo mitzvah, meaning not like the Bahad's biskadishtem of Shvatzim. It's a haftach. Where we find this idea, the Torah will say haftacha, do you will be kadosh? I promise you. I assure you. Ki inyan, like we have in Parshas Yisro, the yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. What's that? That is not a charge. It's a haftach. The atem tiyum reches kohanim begoy kadosh. You will be. I promise you this. That's how he takes that. Interesting way to think about those psukim. You know, and maybe you could tweak that also. Atem tiyuli is the mission. I'm giving you the mission. But it's not that exactly either. It's not a tzivui kolel to keep the mitzvahs either. It's haftach. V'zehu midrasho shel Isi ben Akavya. This is his gersa, Isi ben Akavya. This is the medrash sha'amar. What was his lashon? Hu mosif lahem kedusha. Remember how the Rambam quoted? Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh mitzvah liyisrael, hu mosif lahem kedusha. So what did the Rambam take that to mean? That the kavanah is it's not a separate mitzvah, it's simply echoing the mitzvah that you should keep. Which is a way of saying you should be kadosh.
Is it like a totsah for the Rambam?
The Ramban is saying, what is it? It's avtacha, who mosif lehem kedusha, that this will be the consequence. Yeah. Now look what he says. She'ilu l'pirish harav. Who's the pirish harav? The Rambam. If you would explain it as the Rambam, not that it's a avtacha. What is it? It's a way of saying, keep the mitzvah. Be kadosh. If that were the pshat, haya lo lomar, then the lashon would have been different in the Mechilta. Would have said, "Kishe Yisrael osin mitzvah mosifin la'atzman kedush." Why are you talking Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh mitzvah who most of it? You're focusing on what Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you this grace, this great gift. It sounds like we're focusing on some haftacha that Hashem says, "I promise you this." Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh mitzvah who most of kedusha. This is haftacha terminology. For the Rambam, it should say, if he's focusing on the Osei HaMitzvah. Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, when you do a mitzvah, you're getting Kedusha. In other words, that you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah, that's the point. Be Kadosh, do the mitzvah. So it's on the person doing the mitzvah, on Kal Yisrael. By saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mosif Kedusha, what are we saying? Haftach. Wait, we have to see. Just another line. The king Rabbi Shmuel, there's another drasha he brings, Shadarash Kishatem Kedoshim, and on different pasuk, Kishatem Kedoshim Atem Li, meaning Haftacha Mi'udi HaTorah. It's Haftacha from the Torah's promise. Oh, so go ahead. What do you want to tie in the back?
Yeah, I
was going to
have a question on understanding. If you know the Mishnah, Rasa Kosh Baruch Hu Zachor,
very good. Mechavi to the Rabbi Nisatava. Beautiful. This is good. This is very good what you say. Let's see. There's a couple of things in the Nosei Kelim here that come to the defense of the Rambam. Why does it focus on the Kadosh Baruch Hu being Mitzaveh? So, you were Machaveh Nisda, let's see that first. I was going to see the other one first. We'll see the Magad Nisda Tava. Take a look. The page, it's actually printed on the earlier page, facing the Shoresh Revi. That's where they put it. Sometimes they put it in the back, sometimes they put it here. You have to look for it. Okay. So, he quote. Look at the paragraph begins, Shem, and you see how he quotes the Lashon HaRambam over Mechilta, the Kasav Alu Paramban, right, and he quotes himself Lashono, and then he goes Adkan Lashono. Right? Now, he says, Uperisha Ramban Kasha. He says, according to Ramban, what is it? It's Aftach. So he comes back against the Ramban, he says, Isak Taitach Taftachahi. So still, I don't get why it's a Kashbrochum Mechadish Mitzvah. Hayolomar, Kishisro Mekaimen HaMitzvahs, Naftichan she'il lo kedoshim. There's something wrong in the lesson for the Ramban as well. Because what does it say, Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh mitzvah? I understand that who mosif when kedusha suggests the point of haftach. Who mosif when kedusha? Focusing on Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you some special quality as a result of you doing a mitzvah. Why say when Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh the mitzvah? Say when so do the mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mosif kedusha. So you can quibble with the Lashon and the Ramban as well. That's where he starts. The Ma'aseh Mechadish Lehem Mitzvah LaHaftach. What's the connection between Mechadish Mitzvah and Haftach? To say the Haftach Lashon is Beseder, but the Mechadish Mitzvah is difficult. Okay, so that's a Taina back on the Ramban in the Lashon. What about the Taina that Ramban had on the Ramban? Umash Dikdek Al Pirush Ramban. So again, what was the Taina that he had on the Ramban that it should have said Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish Mitzvah Hu Mosif Kedusha Say with Kadosh Yisrael Osir Mitzvah. He says, Nirali, the Isi ben Yehuda asir l'taretz agav urcha. Isida wants to answer, incidentally, my diyesh l'hakshos. One can ask the following question. Me'achashe v'anshe kodesh tiyun li eno tzibur ba'atzmo. So what did the Rambam establish that that pasuk means? It means it's not a separate tzibur. Rather, it's nimshach, who nimshach acha mitzvah shen stavuva. It's a way of saying, not to violate that mitzvah, mela v'kodesh, don't violate the mitzvah. It's as if it would say, Kaimu mitzvosai. Keep my mitzvahs, keep this mitzvah, keep mitzvahs in general. Lama utzvachet tzavos says that. So what is that? Because we have to speak the derech tzivoy in a manner which is basically saying, keep my mitzvahs. This is a kasha here, it's a kasha here. And every one of the examples of Rambam quoted. It's like a meta question. Why would, it doesn't count as a mitzvah. So why is the Torah doing this? The Torah basically reiterates, restates the obvious. It's not mosif a new commandment. It's simply telling you, do it, do it, do it, keep the mitzvahs. They'll violate the mitzvahs. So Banshe Kodesh Tiyuli means nimshach after the mitzvah itself. So why does the Torah do that? Pshita, sh'anu mechuyavim l'kayim mitzvosav. Of course, there's a mitzvah, so of course you have to keep the mitzvah. Hashem is the same, keep the mitzvah. The Misha Mechuyi B'Shmoyi Lov, Masha Mitzvah Aleinu, Shem Mekai Mitzvah, so who are Mechuyi B'Kai Mitzvah? Who is Mechuyi, the one who is Mechuyi? So what's the point of the Mechuyi? To answer that question, why does Hashem to do this? V'lazeh Baki Mitzvah, so that's why the words are used the way they are, the phrase the way they are, very precise. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish Aleinu Mitzvah, when Hashem is Mechadish the Mitzvah, Moshe Banu Kedusha. Because in Hashem's commanding us, He's most of kedusha. Ulkach. Therefore, afal pisha vaday anu mechuyav mekayim mitzvosav. Yep, mechuyav. Afal pikein siva aleinu od shenes shenekayim mitzvosav. Hashem comes on top of the mitzvah and He says, keep the mitzvah. Why? Kedei lo sev aleinu kedusha. For the purposes of adding kedusha, that when we're keeping the mitzvahs, there's an added kedusha. Ka'amur. Hashem chafetz uman sidko yam the Torah v'yadir. This is what you were saying, I believe. Kedrash es rabbi chanei ben akasha. Where it's a kesh bruchu, zakos es yisrael, ufiko chibim Torah mitzvahs. So by speaking the way he does, kesh kesh bruchu, mechadesh mitzvah, he's answering the question in all these meta statements that say, keep mitzvahs, why does the Torah do it? Because it's most of kedusha by the fact that Hashem has said once again, do the mitzvah. So this is a point that could have been said not just on Rashi Kodesh Tinli. This could be a point that could have been said about every single one of the Tzibuyim Kolim in Achinami. V'hadu Dorish Isi Ben Yehuda Al Haikra V'lo HaKadoshim Tiyu V'inach Mitzvah Saboy Mal Kolos HaTorah. You know why? Because Ha'im Mishem Dezehu HaPosek HaRishon Shabbat HaTorah L'Tzavah Saleinu Al Kolos HaTorah. This is the first Tzibuy Kolim that you can find in the Chumash. Where the Torah says, keep the mitzvahs. And the Torah says in such a way, be kadosh, keep the mitzvahs. We know we're supposed to keep the mitzvahs. Hashem already told us the mitzvahs. But salam b'kai mitzvos, say, ki moshe pirish gona v'ramam, kavan nasi si ben Yehuda. U'b'zeh yishyash v'kor mitzvahs shebol k'fulim. And this is really a yishah for all these mitzvahs that are k'fulim. It's a way of being marbe eschar. So it's interesting. That's his explanation for the Rambam. Interesting, yesterday we were talking about this issue. When the Rambam gives us a cloud that when you have a tzivui kolel, it's not counted as a mitzvah. We wanted to say a vort, that this is a distinct point over and above what you have in Shorish Tess, which is also that you have repeated lavin, So there's no new count in minyan mitzvahs. And we wanted to say there's really two tiers here. And Sturridge Tess was saying it doesn't count as a separate lav in minyan mitzvahs, but technically someone who transgresses a lav that's written more than once has technically transgressed numerous warnings. You warned once, you warned a second time, you warned another time. So it's like lav for lav become a lav. Just minyan mitzvahs wise, it counts as one because we look at the substance of what was said, not how many times it was said. But it was technically a transgression over numerous. Every time the Torah says it, creates another level of warning because it's a separate machayev. Lo kein and shorish dalid, we suggested. The ar shorish is distinct in that saying it's a level beyond that. That when the Torah says it's even klali, so it's just chizuk for what we have already, it's not a new machayev at all. Not a new machayev. It's simply stating what we already have, but the machayev is in the other tzivui, not in the tzivui, unlike what we said in the Rashi, that we saw differently. Rashi Tainis in Pashas Mishpatim and B'choshem Adrechem Tishameru, retain lo saseh and every asay, whether it, okay, there's no malchus, but there's now a chomer to every asay that I have now a layer of a lo saseh associated with it. That's where the Chizkuni says that it could be a basis for asay docha lo saseh, every asay has a chomer of a lo saseh. So that's the Rashi, but the Rabbah will say that any tzivut koli has not been most of any layer of machayev. And they have to know, does that square with what we have here in the Magen Nisa Tav? The Magen Nisa Tav is timing the way he wants to explain the Lashon of the Mechilta. That when Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the tzivuyim kololim, it's kedei lahavu schar, Hashem chavetz l'maim tzidko, that even though of course you have to mekayim the mitzvahs, but Hashem says again, became the mitzvahs dei lahavu schar. One katayna, that's only true if you can register that separate tzivuy as a separate machayev. So then you get ribui schar for having complied not just with one machayev, but another machayev. But if we're going to say that when the Torah says keep the mitzvahs, it doesn't register as a new machayev, right? So then maybe you wouldn't be able to say that there's more schar. Or maybe you could be machalik and say no. You can split hairs even more and say, it's not a new machayev, but Lamai said the Torah spoke and said, keep the mitzvahs. So that God gives us another level of credit in terms of schar. So I'm misupik about this. I just want you to hear what I'm struggling with, to understand if this would stem with what we wanted to say yesterday. This is Magen Nisa Tava's angle. Let's look at some of the other nosikalim on this question. On this discussion of the lashon of the mechilta, let's look at the Leitz Sameach. So the next paragraph, it's interesting how he explains kedusha. See ya. What is Kedusha? Let's begin to touch on a broader issue. What is Kedusha according to the Rambam? It's a very important Indian. What is Kedusha? The way that Rabbi Magen Nisa Tava is explaining it, who most of Kedusha means Hashem will repeat Tzivuyim in the form of a generality in order to be most of Kedusha, which is a way of saying Hashem wants to endow Kedusha. Means that we're doing this within the Rambam, we're teaching it that way. You have to know if this is in fact the case. What is the shot of Kedusha according to the Rambam? Now look what he says. He's a little bit of a different angle. The Aldaiti, according to the way I understand it, and he's saying this within the Rambam, HaKedusha v'inyana, Kedusha and everything about it, Eino zulas mashabiyaru hakasuv b'so pashas Kedusha. What is Kedusha? It's exactly nothing more than what you have in the Pasuk in Kedoshim. What does the Pasuk say at the end of Parshas Kedoshim? V'yisem li Kedoshim, ki kadosh ani Hashem, v'avdil eschem in ha'amim lios li. Listen to a very interesting svara he's telling us now. The Lashon HaPasuk in Kedoshim at the end is, they're saying we're kadosh, it says we are separated from the amim, from the other nations. What does that mean? V'lamadnu mikan, Shekedusha zu v'Yisrael ein arak ha'adola min ha'amim v'yisyachadusam lo yisbarach aydei ha'mitzvah shenasam lehem v'asachem l'chol goy. Kedusha means the fact that we have mitzvahs that other nations do not have. The fact that we have these obligations that are incumbent upon us, and other nations were not given these commandments, that is Kedusha. Don't make Kedusha more than that. You know, and therefore, it's indicative of Kedusha. Now, that is Kedusha. That's the type of Kedusha. The fact that we are committed to those tzivuyim, and it's our obligation to fulfill them. He says, "She kidshanu b'mitzvosa." How do we explain those words? Kidshanu b'mitzvosa. Now he's going to prove this. He's going to use the expression from Parshas Yisro. Ba'ata sechazeh. He likes the person like to use melitzas. Ba'ata sech says in the Parshas Yisro. You know the words, right? Ba'ata sech mikolon. Ba'ata sechazeh. You can see for yourself the kohanim. Sheni tosfu ehem mitzvos yosim Yisrael. Kohanim have additional mitzvos. Amar HaKasav, we have a few Kohanim and they were represented, right? Okay. Amar HaKasav Behem, Kedoshim Yiyu Lego Hehem, Kies Isha Hashem Hem HaKrim Bahayu Kodesh. What's the idea? Kemo, Kuloma, Kemo She Yisrael Kedoshim Umiyuchadim Mibein HaGoyim, Im HaMitzvah Shem Yishyachdu Lahem. Just like we are considered Kedoshim, meaning we are distinct from the nations that don't have the mitzvahs. Kein HaKonim Kedoshim Umuvdolim Gam Yisrael. So Kedusha is a Havdalah. In terms of the mitzvahs that are unique to Kohanim, in the mitzvahs miyuchadus behem, says the Rav Sameach, this is beautifully what the Rambam is saying. This is the pshat of the Rambam. V'zen nifra l'fidas harav. What I just said in terms of defining kedusha is exactly perfectly fit with the Rambam. She'ena kedusha mitzvah acheres la'atzma. Kedusha can never be a separate mitzvah. El smucha u'mechuberes el kohan mitzvahs v'ola al gabehem. So what he's saying, it's always associated with mitzvahs because it's always part and parcel of the idea of having a tzivui that's uniquely to you. That you're commanded over and above some other selection and group of people. That's Kedusha. Being mitzvahi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be devoted, to be committed to certain series of mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes Kedusha. That's Kedusha. The Kama Tova Haraya Shehevi Misifri. This is the perfect line of the Rambam when he quoted from the Sifrei. There was one line in the Rambam. The Yisim Kedoshim Zu Kedushas Mitzvahs. Then he quotes the following. He says, I didn't find this. Ugrais Zu Bezu Alosh and Ilom Mitzvahsia. The Rambam quoted such a Sifrei. I couldn't find such a Nusach in the Sifrei. The Rambam says, Losh and Sifrei, Yisim Kedoshim Zu Kedushas Mitzvahs. Didn't find it exactly like that. Abu Matzasi as follows. It says, Biskadishtim v'yisim kedoshim, not in Shlach, in Pashas Kedoshim. That's the Biskadishtim we've been discussing a little bit. Zuk dushas precious of a desire. That's what the comment is. Awe'ena el dushas kol mitzvahs. Kishuom kedoshim tiyu, hare kedushas kol mitzvahs amura. That's precious kol mitzvahs. Matam loma v'stushas kedoshim, zuk dushas precious of a desire. Umize gam ken izbaya, shet sivay ha-kedusha b'chol mokom, hi kedushas precious are mitzvahs. The afsha for the zara gamkin in a yotze mechlolon. Because after all, that's a mitzvah as well. So what do you need a separate notion of kedusha in terms of precious mei avodah zara? Chaza betzibah precious mei amoch liyobiyadoni. That's the pasuk of the kedusha at the end of kedoshim. And this kakan shekulam si'ifei avodah zara lechomer avodah zara kimo shehibah aleha mitzvah bekam lekomos. So the same way the Torah has many mitzvahs connected to avodah zara, the Torah will say a special affirmation of being Kaddish in that mitzvah. So the fact that you have this command not to have Avodah Zarah, that's Kedusha in that regard. So you can have Kedusha in a particular mitzvah, you have Kedusha in the mass total of mitzvahs, in the sum total of mitzvahs as a whole, in the composite of mitzvahs. But any time there's a mitzvah that's unique to you, here you have to know, Goyim are also mitzvah in Avodah Zarah. Okay. Maybe not the same degree, over Yidoni, you have to know what are the pratim of Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's one comment of the Leib Sameach. So what do you get from this? This idea that he's bringing out in the Rambam, it's Nifla B'dasa Rambam, that the Indian of Kedusha is the fact that you have mitzvahs, others don't.
Is that much different than what we were understanding before?
Well, I think it's a different nuance than the Magen Yisrael Tavla. Magen Yisrael Tavla is saying, B'dasa Rambam, most of them Kedusha, is this idea that something more. It's like there's some, the mitzvah is most of kedusha. Here he's saying is a definition. I don't see it as another level that a pol yotze from the mitzvah. It's a way of saying, you know, the tzivui ha-mitzvah that you have is synonymous with kedusha, as opposed to saying, now the lashon is most of them kedusha, but the way that he's saying, taking the Rambam, it's haynu hach. Let's go. He's now going to address the other part of the Ramban that we started with. Umashe kasav, this that the Ramban wrote on the Rambam, that the Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li have tochad lo mitzvah. Now, what was the Ramban's right? What did he quote immediately after saying it's haftacha? Where else do you find that? Atem timachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, isem li segula. Sokti lov sameach, that's not a good muscle. There, I hear it much better than over here. Over there, as haftacha, I get it. But Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, I don't hear as strongly to be haftacha. What's the difference? Let's see. Umashe kasa, the Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, haftacha b'lo mitzvah, ve'evi raya, mi va'atem tiyu mechiz kohanim v'goy kadosh, this comparison is difficult to me on many grounds. Number one, that pasuk of atim timachas kohen goy kodesh yitzim segula achar va'ata im shamotishmo bekol ishmartem es brisi huba. Let's take a look at the pasuk in Yisra. The pasuk preceding the yitzim li segula mikol ha'amim. What does it start by saying? The ata im shamot ishmu bekoli. The pasuk begins by saying what? If you observe my mitzvahs, ushmartem es berisi. If you do X, the yisam li segula mikol ha'amim ba'atem timachas kohen v'goy kodesh. You can hear very well that the yisam li segula ba'atem timachas kohen is what? Saftacha. If you keep mitzvahs, what will I give you? I promise you this. You will be machas kohanim, you'll be segula mikol ha'amim. That's in Parshas Yisro. Contrast that to what the Ramban wants to now explain in here, Mishpatim. There's nothing before here that Vajra Koshiyo talks about keeping mitzvahs. To the contrary. First comes that Vajra Kodesh Tiyunli. And then comes a specific lav not to eat basa trefa. What the Ramban is doing is saying it's haftacha. If you keep these mitzvahs, you keep this mitzvah, you have Vajra Kodesh Tiyunli. Wait a second. It's different than what you quoted. There, the Torah starts by saying, if you observe mitzvahs, then you will be special to me, and so on. Here, the Vajra Kodesh Tiyunli comes first. See, over there, he says, let's go back inside. Over there, it starts back to Mishamot Tishmu. In Kain Mivur, Mein Yano. It's clear from the context, Shah Amor Acharav, that what's stated after Visimli Segula, Vatim Timas Kohanim, Hakol Haftacha Ugmul, Ekev Hashmiya Bekolo, as a result of listening, Ushmiyas Mitzvot Sabaniska. So that's number one. So that makes it much clearer over there to be Haftacha. Number one, Ba'od, Kishan Ba'osim Aksubim, Ein Shum Mitzvot Pratis Niskaris. In those psukim in Yisro, leading to Matan Torah, there's no specific mitzvah that's mentioned in connection to these words that Hashem says you'll be segula and so on. Lo lefneim v'lo achareyim. There's no mention of a specific mitzvah. The hacha be'alvi here, look up at this pasuk. V'hacha k'siv. V'anshe kodesh tiyuli. V'samech lei. Right after stating this, this says right afterwards, v'asa v'asa tefa lo socheilu. Shem mole, which indicates shem mitzvahu. V'omelem, v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, how so, b'zeh, in this regard, in this respect, sheh, basa basa trefa lo socheilu. So if you want to compare this to something, what should we compare? B'rut v'dimyono, eino ela, v'izkadishtem v'yisem kedoshim v'gosetamos nefshoseichem, which is v'izkadishtem in Shemini, that says, right after v'izkadishtem, and you should not defile yourself with shratzim. And if, so then here too, v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, v'basa basa trefa lo socheilu. That's a good comparison. But to compare to the Isli Segula, no. The Zel Taimo, the Isi Ben Yehuda, the Ka'ama, Kisha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mechadish Mitzvah Yisrael, most of them Kedusha. Hinei Omar, Mechadish Mitzvah. Now, remember, there was a Taina, what's the Mechadish Mitzvah? Who Taina Mechadish Mitzvah? The Ramban was wondering, why is it Kadosh Baruch Mechadish Mitzvah? What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? No, it's the Mechadish Mitzvah. What's the Mechadish Mitzvah? The mitzvah that now is being stated. Because welcome, mechadish mitzvah, al mitzvah niska bekasu, basa treif. This introducing this new mitzvah, the Torah says, you should know that's going to bring, that's kedusha. That kedusha he had himsheches mimenak b'devi arav. That's b'devi arav. That's what the Rambam said. I what was Ramban's kasha? Umashat Torah and Haramban. That what? In kedvarav. The words of the Ramban were that if the Rambam's pshat was correct, that it means that nimshach. The answer to question is not after. It's not aftocha. It's nimshach after what says afterwards. Then Havelega main Marv would have said because she's throw some it from a slim kedusha. Comes the lips of an amazing point. Love no see cloud. That's not a time. Ki af sheba asosun hamitzvus heim hamosifin la'atim kedusha. True, the asiyas hamitzvus brings kedusha. Mikol makom imlo haya shehashem tziva osam. Were it not for the fact that Hashem commanded about the mitzvah, lo haisa asiyas hamalu morid. The asiyah is worthless. You know, why is a mitzvah most of Kedusha? Why does a mitzvah create the bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because it's, the word is mitzvah. Mitzvah is command. If there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, there's a link. The Mekubalim say tzavas, it's like a levoy, it's like a connection. It's because it's a mitzvah, because it controls a mitzvah, that's why the mitzvah is Kedusha. Whether it's a segula of Kedusha, whether it's the inyan of Kedusha, definition of Kedusha. But the point is, it's because there's a command, there's a mitzvah. Then came the Yosef, who Yisbarach HaMitzvah, who most of him Kedusha. The Zemamish, and he brings us back to the other, to Magani Sotava. The Zemamish, Ke'inyin, Ratzah Kosh Baruch, who Zakos as Yisrael, who Pikach Hebel Torah Mitzvah. So let's summarize the points that we have in Lev Sameach, okay? He starts by saying, what is Kedusha B'Nasa Rambam? Anytime there's mitzvahs that are yuchad for you as opposed to another group. That's when it's, that's Kedusha. From the Kohanim, these are the Yisraelim, Ba'ad V'Yashchem Enam Yosli. That's Kedusha. As far as the Ramban's point that Banshe Koshimi is a Haftacha, the comparison he thought is not a good comparison, because over there it's clearly Haftacha because it starts by saying keep the mitzvahs. And then it says, there's no mention of individual mitzvahs, so then it's Haftach. Whereas over here, it's specifically linked to what it says afterwards, it's a mitzvah pratis. So then, what is it rather? The Rambam said. What is it? It's a statement that's nimshach from the mitzvah. Why talk about a Kosh Baruch Hu being machadish mitzvah? Because without that, you wouldn't have this inyan of Kedusha. The whole Kedusha is built on the framework of a Kosh Baruch Hu being mitzvah. Interesting? Okay. We could do a little more here in the Kenasofim. Question is, maybe I want to sort of shift the gears a little bit. It's going to connect. I want to share with you maybe two things. First of all, on this pasuk, V'anshe Kodesh Tiyunli, let's look at the Ramban and Chumash. I don't have it, I have to read it to you. I want to read you Ramban Chumash and also Maral on this pasuk. Let's start with this. Let's look at how the Ramban teaches the pasuk. Ba'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li Vasa Basad Tefer Lo Sochel. Chav Gimel. What was it again? Chav Gimel. Chav Bey Vlamed. Yeah. Tam HaKasav Hazeh. The Ramban is in the forest of Psukim. So there are many mitzvahs flowing one after the other, right? Suddenly, before the next pasuk that speaks about the particular Isser, Basa Treif, for the Torah has this partial introduction. The Anshe Kodesh Tiyunli, and then Uvas Vazeh. Why does the Torah stick this introduction suddenly now? The Anshe Kodesh, like it's a new point. Mitzvah. So, go. So, but what is this heading in this pasuk doing here? Tama Kasuf Hazeh. So Ramban is saying that the psukim are shifting gears. Ki ad heina, until this pasuk, pasuk lamed, hiskir hamishpatim, vehisir b'dvarim hamechu'arim. So what we had until now were mishpatim and specific warnings of the things which are considered, quote, mechu'ar, ugly. The ata kishibol lahaskel beisur hamachol. Now comes an isur of food. Pasach v'omar. He begins by saying va'anshe kodesh tiun li. Sheraoihu sheyochal ha'adam kol ma sheyechiyebo. Person should eat what they need to live. Ve'ena isurim klal b'machalim, rak tahara b'nefesh. The isurim regarding food has to do with what Ramban fuses tahara b'nefesh. Shetochal dvar nikir, shelo yovidu ovi v'gasus b'nefesh. You want to eat foods that are not going to create a coarseness in the nefesh. The Ramban shita is, you see this in Shemini also, that the Torah talks about kosher and unkosher, but the birds, fish, animals. Rabban learns that these minim that the Torah forbade are inherently bad. There's something about them that's going to create something bad in the person, whether it's azarius. We know that birds that are toreif are generally the birds that are considered tamei. Rabban says that eating these birds are going to create an azarius in the nefesh. What we call tintamalev sometimes. The Ramban views that there's something inherently, you don't always know why it's bad, what the price is going to be, how it's going to affect the person in a negative way. But that's the idea that Ramban, now the Rambam doesn't buy that. We'll see soon that the Rambam refers to this machlokis. Now the Ramban says, v'anshe, so this is v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, al ken omer, v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, kloma, ani chafetz, Shetiyu anshe kodesh. Ba'avur shetiyu ru'uyim li l'davka bi shani kodesh. I want you to be worthy of cleaving to me. L'fichach lo sig'alu nafshesechem ba'achilaschem hadvarim hametu'avim. Therefore, since now he's beginning to talk about food that's forbidden, so this heading is speaking to the idea, do not defile yourself by eating things which are disgusting, that they molded this kind of bad nature in you. The kach amar, that's something similar to al tishaksus nafshel seichem b'chol asheret hasheretz b'gol sitam v'hem b'nitmei sembam k'ani Hashem elokechem v'skadishtem v'yisem kadoshim ki kadosh ani. So he's quoting straight out of Shemini. Now he's not going with the Bahag here. You have to realize the Ramban said pshal in the Bahag that this kadishtim is a mitzvah lifrosh mishkatzim. The Ramban might say that for the Bahag. It doesn't mean the Rambam counted. The Ramban counted that as a mitzvah. So now he's wearing a different hat. He's wearing the hat of a mefarish in the psukim, and it doesn't have to be a lav. But what is the ruach haparsha? What is the spirit of these psukim? That to become defiled by eating shratzim is going to affect you and compromise your spirituality. V'inei ha-shratzim mishatzim ha-nefesh. Now the Ramban finishes, the hatrefa, which is this Yisr, ain't but shikutz. Not shikutz in the same way. That's more extreme. Shikutz is a more extreme thing. Abo yesh b'shmir mimena kedusha. So Ramban seems to think there's two tiers. There's kedusha, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's things that are mamish going to be mishakets, which is worse than just lack of kedusha. And that's what he says. What Torah is trying to say here is V'anshei kodesh is setting the bar here. We're about to start about Macholos Asuros. So I want that you should be able to cleave to me. Ramban says this idea many times. Kikadosh ani, to cleave to me by self, to have an eternity that bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is how the Torah introduces now Isser of Macholim, because Macholim are based on this meta concept that you have to be able to have the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and eating Macholos Asuros is going to detract from that. So this Ramban, I'm not saying it's a total stira to Ramban here, but it's a different angle. Ramban here talks about it's a haftach. This is from the perspective of minyan mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah, it's a haftach. Ramban here is giving us more of a flavor in terms of the actual reading the pasuk. Now, again, some of the Ramban's ideas here are not necessarily going to jive with the Rambam's picture in Macholos Asuras. And that's for another shmuz, but we'll touch on it soon. So that's what I'm adding in terms of the Ramban and Chumash. Something interesting I found in the Maral. Interesting Maral on this pasuk in Gur Aryeh. Lesson of Rashi on this pasuk. This you have the Rashi. Ba'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. Look at the Rashi in this pasuk. Ba'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. Chav Beis Lamed. Im Atem Kedoshim Uprushim Mishikutsei Nebelos Utrefos. Hare Atem Shali. Vim Lav Enchem Shali. If you will separate yourself from Nebelos Utrefos, you are mine. Otherwise, you're not mine. This is a comment of Rashi. So, the kasha that the Maral asks is that Rashi, Parshas Kedoshim, says, Kol makam shata motze geder erva, shamata motze kedusha. That means that kedusha comes from overcoming the inclination for a rice. So here you see that you can have Kedusha by overcoming the temptation for other avirus as well, from Machos HaSuas, Shkatsim Ramas. This is a kasha that the Mizrahi has on this Rashi. But he says, well, Amaisa, you can't tell me that it's only by Arayas that you find Kedusha, because the Sof Pasha Shmini, it says, Bihizkadishten, Bihizim Kedoshim, in connection to Shratzim. So you see that Prisha from Shratzim also brings Kedusha. Not just Arayas.
Who said Rashi was saying just Arayas?
In Kedoshim. Pashas Kedoshim, Rashi's Kamak Shinamotzi at Geder Erva at the Motzi Kedusha.
So who says that he can't just be saying that's one scenario where.
Because Rashi's Mashmah, because Rashi's whole explanation of Pashas Kedoshim is that's why Torah says Kedoshim Tiyu here, because we just finished the whole list of Nachrimos of Arayas. So right after this, it's just Kedoshim Tiyu. That was Lashon Rashi in Kedoshim. Pushim and Arayas, Shekomakom Shetemotze Geder Erva Temotze Kedusha, and he gives examples. So it sounds like Rashi is working off of the end of Achrimos, which is Arayas. Even though, quite honestly, Russian Rashi is Pushim and Arayas Umin Haveira. So there is something in that Rashi that maybe opens the door to more than Arayas. But the Pashup Shan Rashi's comment seems to be that that's why you find the Kedushim Tiyu in connection to Arayas, and he brings other examples as well, like Kohanim as well, Ishazan Vachalo Yikachu, Kilo Yechal Zaro, and Ishan Mikadsho. So Rashi seems to be connecting Kedusha specifically to Prisha Me'arayis. Again, the Min Ha'arayis, Min Ha'aveira, you have to know what Aveira Rashi means, but Rashi, the thrust of Rashi's comment is that Kedusha applies when you're speaking about vis-a-vis Arayis. But here you have a pasuk, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, V'nogeya Shkatzim Ramasim. But says that throughout here, but you have it also in Shmini as well. So, wait a second, is Kedusha limited to Prisha, not talking about the mitzvah Kedusha, just the concept of Kedusha, limited to Prisha from Arayas, as Rashi in Kedoshim would suggest in the beginning of Kedoshim, or does it expand to include Prisha from other Averis as well? So the Maral is something very interesting. Kach Nira, the Chiluk Yesh, the following. Masha Amru, Kol Mokam Shatamotzi Geder Erev Hashem Tamotzi Kedusha. That comment of Rashi in Kedusha. Wrote Saloma, Sheprishas ha'erva ba'atzma hi ha'kedusha. The exercise of overcoming one's temptations in areas of Arayas, that itself is synonymous and brings Kedusha. Ba'aydei prishas erva hu nasa kadosh. In other words, Kedusha is built and created through prisha me'arayas. That's unique to Arayas. Aval al yidei prishas shikutzei nevelos ein nase kadosh. It's not that prisha from shiratzim creates kedusha. Rak shakosuv omer that if you porish marayis, you porish mishiratzim rather, sheyu nishtarim bekedushasam. You don't want to lose your kedusha. Don't eat shiratzim. Velo yochu nevelos. Don't eat treif. Shem Yochun Nevelos Einam Kedoshim Nimtza Ein Prishas Chikutzim Nevelos Goreim Rakshi Unish Armi Prishasim. It's not a direct cause. It just preserves the status quo, and you won't upset the status quo. Had you been eating treif, then the Kedusha would be lost. You want to hold on to your Kedusha, don't eat non-kosher. Masha'enkin Arayis, the exercise itself of fighting Arayis, that itself is a sibba to build Kedusha. The Tam Yesh B'davar, why is that so? So Yitzro Shal Adam Toiv Le'erva. There's a natural Yitzahara that's more pronounced by Arayis than, let's say, by eating McDonald's. Of Tikka Kasha Parosh Min Le'erva may be Kedusha. Aber ein Yitzro Teubisch kutz in der Beirus. Fikach in a Prisha mehem maybe Kiddush, rak to mamit also be Kiddush. That's the basic approach of the Marab. Then he has another Knetsch, Yishkom Oach, a Prisha Sara, Ever is Kiddusha, Prisha Skotfin, is Kiddusha, but not Kiddusha Gemura. Therefore, the Kiddusha Gemura is Arayis. He says, V'zeh Nachon Gankin. But I want you to hear this vort, a very interesting vort that he says, that there's this idea of the Osa Kiddusha, and then there's the being able to maintain Kiddusha. I just want to end with an interesting thought from the Ran, the Drasha Saran. Again, this is a bigger Indian, but just to think about it in terms of some of the points that we discussed today, the idea of a mitzvah. To what extent is a tzivui of a Kaddish Baruch Hu relevant in the mix of something which you might say has an inherent quality to it? Okay, to the extent that we view mitzvahs as having inherent quality. Now that is not as pashut as it seems. From the Ramban and from the Maral we just read, all of this, certainly we get that strong sense. There's something inherent in something the Torah says is forbidden. That means that there's something inherently problematic there. L'mais it's a machlokas. And the Ran is Messiaches in Jewish Yud Aleph to this machlokas. So I'm not giving you the original Makoros in the Meron Nebuch and other places, but already it's in the Ran. And he asked the following kasha. Drush Yud Aleph is discussing when Hashem says that if you have machlokas had a paskin, you have to go to Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin is going to decide, and if there's a majority of, say, one way, then you have to follow the Sanhedrin. That's the rule. He says, wait a second. Yish kan mokum iyun. Behu, ki zed roi she, this idea of listening to Sanhedrin, this makes sense according to those who hold. Roi she yim mashech al das misha yakshov, she ain tam the mitzvah Torah klal. This is going to be nogea a little bit, Shosh Chamishi, we'll get to next week in Yetzir Shem, tamei mitzvahs. The Torah gives a reason for mitzvah, doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. What is Tanya Mitzvah all about? So there are those who say, and he's referring to the Rambam of course in Samar Nebuchim, Ein tam mitzvah satora klal, elo kula nimshachos achar haratzon levad. Mitzvah satora based on that Hashem wanted, not because there's any inherent toeles or nezek in the mitzvah one way or the other. Rasan Hashem, ulefize, achar sha'adover atzmo einenu ro'i liyos tamei otor haderach mashal. There's nothing about the thing itself that should be defined as this is Tamid, this is Torah. Abu Mashatim Aso Otihi Raso, Nimshach Achar Ratzon Levad. If Torah says it's Tamid, then that's it. Then it's not kosher, it's Tamid. Or vice versa. In Kain Lefizeh, Aderecha Nimshach, Achar Komashe Nuchu Bo Chachmi Ador, the Chachmi decides something. So, therefore, that's it. That's the Ratzon Hashem. And there's nothing to worry about. The Iyaf Shashi Mashach Me'in Ahun, Nafshaseno Dabar Maguna Kla. So there's no price that you have to be worried about that you're going to be paying if you listen to Chachmei Ador, because ultimately it all comes down to Ratzon Hashem. So, Avol, that is one approach, that there's no Chaim Yamitzvah, it's all Ratzon Hashem. Avol. Achavish Anachnu will Nivcha Bezadas. The Ran is inclined not to go like that, Shifa. We don't hold that way. We don't hold that. We hold that there is a Tamba Mitzvah. Avol Nami, Shekom Hashem Na'ashu HaTorah, Mimenu Mazik Eleinu. All that the Torah forbade us in is mazik, umolid roshem rabin afshesenu, and creates bad vibes in our souls. The avabishul negasibas, so we might not know exactly how and why, but that's what we assume. Not like that pshita the Rambam holds in Moreh Nevuchim. Lefizeh hadas, if that's correct, then wait a second. Kshesekimu chachamim bedaver echad tamei shul tor. So they might decide something which is be'etzem tamei, klapishmai, we know it's tamei, they know it's tamei, and they'll decide, based on majority, that's Torah, ma'iya, what's going to be now? How can it help to override a pre-existing reality? Halo adaba hu yaziko sadu. The yifo masha betibo yifo, the thing is going to do its thing, based on its natural tendencies. The avu pishes kimu bo chacham shu tor. It's no different than ki'ilu yaskimu harofim al samechad shehu shaveh, meaning it's medium, it's not an extreme, it's not a problem, it's not poison. For who aderach mashul cham b'malar avias, it can be a very extreme, it can be a poison. So the doctor said it's good. So the doctor said it's okay. No, is it going to harm a person? Yes, it will. She ain't suffix, so Timash Puas Hassan, the group Kimash Kimbo Harofim. Avo Kvitivo Batmo. It's going to follow its natural nature, not what the doctors say. Kena Domus, Asro Ranwa Torah, Mitzachu Mazik Benefesh. If that's the Mitzvah, Ech Yishkana Teva Dover, Mitzachu Kimbo Hakam, Shom Mutter. Zay Yafshe Rakal Sara Pele. But Hayeroyim Kinshi Yoser, that how can we say Loba Shemayim? He's basically telling why does it follow the Chachamim? We should go after the Navi, not after the Chachamim. And yet we say no. What the Chachamim say? But what about if you say there was no time in mitzvahs, it's just Ratzon Hashem? That's all. So there is. But if you say there's something behind it, then what do we? So he has two answers. The kids are nimrus. Answer number one, I'll use my own words. He says there's always trade-offs in life, and we have to look at, you know, at the, you know, at the risks and the benefits, and of course benefit analysis. And the Maisa, if you're not going to follow the Chachamim, there's going to be all kinds of repercussions in terms of not having a uniform standard to follow and to figure out, you know, you can't create everyone a Torah for themselves, and therefore to the extent that we sometimes have to absorb a certain risk at the cost of, you know preserving a higher value, that's the way it works. So that's his first basic answer. You'll see inside of his time, you can look at it, how he's mastered that. But then he says something more. Then he's sober. After giving you that whole idea that basically you have to look at it from the perspective of ultimately this is more important than the issue of the risk that's now increased. Okay. But then he says a bigger chiddush. Then he's sober. Okay, being at the bottom of the Bar Benel, Pasha Shoftim brings all this discussion as well. It's interesting. She'i efsha, she'yimashech, imashech, real Sanhedrin, hefsed the nefesh klal. If the Sanhedrin is going to paskin, it's impossible that it's going to lead to a hefsed the nefesh. Gam, ki achilu davar ha'asa, the yomur bo shehumut. Even if the bottom line is if you're eating something non-kosher and saying it's kosher, pisha tikun, she'yimashech the nefesh, mitzad ha'achro, l'mitzis chachanim, the tikkun ha-nefesh that comes from listening to the Chachamim, who ha-dover ha-yoser ovetz li-yizbarach. That's the most beloved thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei shimoa mizavach tov. The tikkun ha-hu, with that tikkun that you're submitting yourself to das Torah of the Chachamim, yoser ha-roya, asher ha-yam utad li-yisya-rei b'nefesh, mitzal ha-chilas ha-dover ha-aser ha-hu. Meridik. That will counteract what potential harm would come to the nefesh. Because here you're mitaking the nefesh through listening to the Chachamim. The kayotzi b'davar zeh ba'atzmo yikra biguf. He says, kisha, ki amacho amazik. Let's say a person eats a food which is junk food, right? And all the statistics and the you're saturated fats, whatever it is, okay? Kisha yachreyu ha'ochel al das shemoyo alav. And you think you're eating the most healthy food in the world. And you really realize you hold mamish, you mal it, and you hold it to it. Hine machshavto tifal b'machal ahu. Don't take my advice automatically. Just assume you can eat, you know, without any cheshbon. Okay, but the idea is hamachshavto tifal v'yosem menu hazeko imloshi emuv. Unless it's totally extreme. But basically, your mindset and your approach can also have is a variable in the equation. Kena inyan kishi imashich adam achari mitzvah sanhedrin. Gam ki yishku v'yoru b'davar ha'asur shehu mutter. Which means you're eating something that's klapi shmaya treif. He mashcho achar atzosam v'hayosa nimshach l'divreyem yosher mi nafsho ko oso roa sho yiroi shi yisyari mitzad achil asa davar ha'asur hu. And that's will sasam and davar shiagiducha yamin usmo. So this round I think is meridic, but again, you see how he begins. There are those who say that there's no be'etzem, no time in mitzvahs inherently. It's all because of Ratzon Hashem. That is very much in sync with the Rambam. Keep that in mind. And therefore, when we talk about Kedusha, these inyanim, in the Rambam, Kedusha, Tumis, keep mitzvahs, it's not as much about because of something inherent. It seems to be more, so that's the Ratzon, okay, the Yeshua HaRechol, but that seems to be very close to the Rambam's approach. The Ramban is very different. And you see that in the Ramban in Shemini, and we quote over here in the Ramban in Mishpat, and this is where the Ram is noted, and the Ram therefore has to deal with this question about, so why we say go b'shamayim and listen to the Chachamim? After all, we're risking the possibility of having a problem here in what we're doing, and the answer he gives ultimately is this incredibly so, how you can counteract the bad effects from the from the commitment that you have to listen to the Chacham. Okay.